You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Michael Sturley of the University of Texas tells USA Headline News the court filing is more of a tactical move than hopes by the ship's owner they'll get away scot-free.
A lot of ship owners will file a limitation petition, not because they really think that they're going to win on a Limitation Act case, but because when you file a limitation proceeding, that creates what's called a concursus. It means that every lawsuit everywhere else in the country gets stayed, and everybody has to bring their claim into whatever court is handling the limitation.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Donald Trump fans are meeting the GOP presidential candidate today. Scores of people packed a midtown Manhattan sidewalk outside a Trump Tower waiting for Trump's signature on his book called Crippled America.
We'll wait as long as we have to. We do love Donald Trump.
If he becomes president, I can say I met the president.
He is the next president of the United States, and we just adore him.
Meanwhile, the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump now trailing Ben Carson 29-23% among Republican primary voters. A group of passengers is saying they were kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight at LAX because they were black. One of the booted travelers says the fight occurred when a flight attendant accused one of their six-person group of being a threat following an argument over seating arrangements. Police were then called to escort the passengers off the plane. After the flight landed in Dallas, witnesses from the plane say the banned passengers were causing a disturbance. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest is rejecting a claim from Donald Trump that President Obama has pressured the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates at historic lows.
This administration goes to great lengths to ensure that the Federal Reserve can make monetary policy decisions that are focused solely on the best interests of the country and our economy.
He also noted the Fed's independence. Trump made the accusation during a news conference in New York. The United Nations is warning that El Niño could spell disaster for many parts of the globe. A group of UN experts predicts the weather phenomenon will ramp up the need for humanitarian aid by billions of dollars over the next 6 months. According to a new report, millions are at risk in Africa, Afghanistan, and the South Pacific Islands. The UN concludes that war zones and other global hotspots are likely to suffer the worst consequences from abnormally warm temperatures. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Right now, the most famous crack in Wyoming isn't a drug. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
A discovery by a group of hunting guides suddenly has Wyoming trending on worldwide social media. A large crack in the earth that suddenly opened is drawing the attention of curiosity seekers. Seth Wilkie of the Wyoming State Geological Survey tells USA Headline News the crack is a typical landslide, but it just didn't move like other landslides.
The difference in this one than what people typically think of a landslide is typically people think of a landslide as a big pile of debris at the bottom of a hill, and this one, it just moved a little bit, and it didn't pile up at the bottom of the hill, and so what you have is this big crack up at the top of it that hasn't removed the rest of it away from itself.
Whitkey says his team is eager to visit the site and investigate the cause. I'm Jason Wirt.
More Americans are using prescription drugs. A new study shows 59% of U.S. adults used prescription drugs in 2011. That's up 8% from 1999. The report in the Journal of the American Medical Association notes changes in guidelines for prescribing blood pressure medications, cholesterol drugs, and antidepressants over the past decade. The party is on in Kansas City. Hundreds of thousands of fans are lined along the streets of downtown KC for a parade in honor of the Royals' World Series championship. The Royals finished off the New York Mets in five games on Sunday to capture the second World Series title in franchise history and their first since 1985. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, this is Joe Peters with Weikert Realtors in Clinton, New Jersey, and this is our program called Real Estate Matters, where we go over a few items that may be of interest to you as far as real estate. And I have a guest with me today named Ann Buckley Johnson. Ann is an attorney in the Bridgewater area. Say hello, Ann.
Hello, everybody.
And we're going to be talking today in honor of Veterans Day about some of the Veterans Administration things that are available to people, both from a real estate and just a veteran viewpoint, a general interest program. Before we start, let me give you the weather forecast. It looks like we've got a heat wave going on. The current temperature is, where'd it go? Well, I just need to start it up again. Here it is. The current temperature is in the 75 range. Can you believe it? 75 on November 2nd. It's maybe it's November 3rd at this point in time, exactly what it is. It is a virtual heat wave. It's going to be this way throughout the balance of the week. It looks like we're going to high of 63 tomorrow, 68 the next day with a little rain, and then 72 again on Friday. Finally, on Saturday, it's going to cool off a bit. Let me introduce myself by playing a little about me, which is my commercial.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realty. Buying or selling a property is one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. Selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process. Hi. I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realty. Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realty. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling a home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless. How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action steps for the consumer. And finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to make speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of
coming in to check in.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Dick Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C,
wake up, and just kick in.
I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
See you. It's Joe Peters and I'm back. So I appreciate your patience while we got a word in from our participating sponsors. And once again, I'm with Weikert Realtors. I do real estate in Hunterdon County and most of Somerset County. And I've got with me today Ann Buckley Johnson, who's an attorney from the Somerset County area of Bridgewater, but she covers both counties as well. She's always here at the courthouse. She knew right where our studios were. And Ann, one of your focuses and becoming your main focus is that of Veterans Affairs. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Yes, I became accredited last year, which means I am able to represent veterans in New Jersey and anywhere in the United States of America regarding any issues they have with the VA relating to obtaining disability compensation. It's much like workers' compensation, except the insurance carrier is not an insurance company. The insurance carrier is the VA. So veterans have the opportunity to apply for disability benefits if they were injured in service. Doesn't have to be in wartime or a period of war or even in combat. They could get injured falling down the stairs somewhere, even in basic training. Or they can have a claim for disability benefits for something that develops years later, such as the Agent Orange exposure, which many of our Vietnam veterans were exposed to in Vietnam.
Wow, there's a lot there. We're going to spend about 10 minutes talking about what's happened in the last 30 days in real estate, and we're going to spend the last 40 minutes or so of the show talking about the veterans' benefits in honor of Veterans Day, and also what types of financing programs are available to veterans who may be interested in buying real estate. We just finished a very busy month. If you remember last year, and most people don't, so I'll remind you, I can't remember what I had for breakfast. We didn't get any snow until January 23rd. And as a result, the market kept going like it was still late fall, even late summer, early fall. And we were busy right up to that point. Then we got like 6 weeks of bad weather. We thought we were going to miss it. We didn't. We got it all at once in about a six-week period. Right now, with the weather forecast I just gave of 75, it looks like we may be experiencing the same thing. The market has kept going as if it is late summer, early fall. And we actually sold last month, and these are all agencies, in Hunterdon County, 137 homes. That's down from 145 the month before, but usually by this time of the year, it's down a lot more than that. And the market is being driven by the fact that there's a big fear that interest rates will be going up, especially after the elections. Today happens to be election day today. Please get out and vote. In Hunterdon County, we have 8 months of supply of inventory. Now, how do we get that number? We have a total of 1,068 listings, and we sold 137 of them. Divide one into the other, and that says the absorption rate for that or the months to sell it off would take 8 months. An average is about 4 to 6 months, and if you're in that 4 to 6 month average, as we discussed before, in effect, your prices are stable. But when you get above it into the 7 or 8 months, there's pressure on pricing, and we're seeing that in Hunterdon County, but not at every price point, because not every price point is at 8 months. For example, the 200 to 300 price points at 5 months, the 300 to 400 price points at 4 months. They're very, if not stable, rising a little price points, because that's where our business is at. And it's taking about right now 82 days to sell a house. That's the average days on market to get a house under contract in Hunterdon County. So the good news is it's busy. And the good news is it's remaining busy, and let's hope that we can get some more listings on the market in order to meet that, because what we are experiencing in the very high ends, not a lot of business. And I'll give you some statistics. 81% of our sales last month were under $500,000. That means only 19% were, I got my numbers mixed there, were over 500, and only 5% of the entire was over 700. We only sold 7 of the 137 houses were over 700,000. 3 in the 7 to 8 range, none in the 8 to 9 range, none in the 9 to a million, and then in the over a million we sold 4. There's always a market up in that over a million range. But if you were to compare those numbers to what's happening next door to us in Somerset County, they probably had 40 over a million. It's just a much different market. Let's take a look at what kind of price points we're getting. We're looking at an average sale, $372,000 last month. So of the 137, the average sale was $372,000, and our average new listing coming on the market was $504,000. So you say, okay, where's the difference? The difference is in people who are aggressively pricing their houses when they're coming on the market and then eventually getting them down to the point where they finally sell. When we finally sell a house, the price that the person gets for that house is typically 97% of asking. That's our statistic for the year so far. And if you were selling a house then for $500,000 and you took 3% off, you would be getting roughly $485,000 for your house. Now, that's not the first price, and it's sometimes not the second or third, but it's the final, I got the price right, somebody bought the house price. Now, we also take a look at the month supply by town. And if you look at Hunterdon County, we have a sweet spot that's very, very busy, and that is the areas of Clinton, Clinton Township, Raritan, and Reddington. That's where people want to live. It's about as far as they want to commute to the west and go back to the east, whether it's the Newark area or the New York area or areas in between. Sometimes it's work-related. Sometimes it's the fact that the family's back there. But it's our sweet spot. If you look at those three areas, Clinton, Clinton Township being one, Raritan, Reddington, we're doing about 42% of all of our business in those three areas. And as you look at the towns going west, it's very interesting to see that the farther west you go, in most cases, the least sales we're getting because people aren't willing to drive that far. So the market is driven by New York City, or at least the proximity to New York City, and it's also driven by the price point and the fact that our threes and fours are generating most of our business is an area that just remains constant. It's an area where we're starved for inventory, and it's an area where the first-time buyer is probably buying in a 150 to 250 range. That person's trading up and buying a 250 to 4 range. That person's trading up. It goes up about 4 levels before it sort of peters off a little bit. And we're anxious that the first-time buyer business has come up quite a bit. It's up 17% of our statistics say that we have 17% more new buyers, first-time buyers in the market than we did a year ago. And that's good news because it's triggering this whole move-up program. So we're going to take and play another one or two of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, You can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Thanks again to all our sponsors. Once again, it's Joe Peters of Weichert here with Real Estate Matters, and my guest is Ann Buckley Johnson. Ann, why don't you tell the people listening how we got started working with each other?
Well, we joined the local Chamber of Commerce, and both you and I know networking matters, and it doesn't just mean you go once and you hand out your business card and you expect people to call you. You need to show up. You need to speak to people. You need to join leads groups. And you and I built a relationship over the past couple years. We learned to trust each other. And then sooner or later, we're giving each other business.
Well, great, great. It's very interesting because most people think, you know, I could sell real estate, or I could sell financial services, or I could be an attorney. But that's only half the part of it. The other half is finding some business. And
right.
That's building what we call a pipeline so that as your business comes to an end, there's more business getting started. And we all work what we call leads groups, which are run by the chamber, which has various people from various backgrounds coming together several times a month, talking to each other, exchanging cards, doing one-on-ones where we get to know each other. And that's exactly where Ann and I have met. We've probably done 6 or 8 transactions together in the last year and a half. So it's gotten to be a point where I was looking for someone. A lot of times I get a very gentle soul out there in a female status saying, I need an attorney, but I need to be somebody I'm comfortable with. And I typically match that person up with Ann, and it works. Yet I've got some really interesting guys working with her, and they love to work with her too. So it works both ways.
Mm-hmm. So, right, it does. Personality matters in relationships also, that's for sure.
It takes a little bit of getting to know each other, because people say, oh, attorneys, I don't know how to talk to an attorney. And what I think you got to remember is your attorney works for you, but you got to shut up and listen to them. And mm-hmm. that's an important thing to get across to people. So just recently, in the last 6 months or so, Ann spun off from the attorney firm that she was with and developed her own firm called Ann Buckley Johnson.
Yeah, the Buckley Johnson Law Firm, LLC.
LLC. It's located in Bridgewater. She covers all of Bridgewater, all of Somerset and Hunterdon County, plus the peripheral areas. How would somebody get a hold of you if they wanted to talk to you, Ann?
Well, they can call me by phone, 609-805-6090, or they can shoot me an email. It's Ann, A-N-N-E, at buckleyjohnsonlaw.com. Again, phone number 609-805-6090. And great. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. And we'll repeat that a couple of more times before we're finished. And once again, it's Joe Peters at Weikert. And if you've got any real estate questions or issues, my commercial plays several times through the hour, but it's 908-238-0118. If I'm not already talking to somebody, I'll pick up the phone and talk to you. Easy going, just try to be helpful. And if it works, it's once again a relationship. We've got to sort of meet each other and get comfortable before we start working with each other. And that's the way most of the world works. So let's talk about how your interest formed in a veterans group. What got you started?
Well, both of my grandfathers are veterans, World War II. Every uncle I have served. All of my male cousins served. One of my uncles is a Vietnam War veteran. He was one of the pathfinders. First one in, last one out. Parachuted out of helicopters. Wow. Shot at. You know, while he's shooting down, he's getting shot at. So he has a pretty interesting career. So I was always interested. I grew up listening to the songs he would sing to us when we went to visit Fort Benning, Georgia, while he was stationed there. And I was just always, like I said, always very interested in it. And then when I decided I wanted to branch out on my own, a good friend of mine from law school, Paul Kachewski, he's a veterans lawyer in Connecticut, he said, before you decide where you want to specialize, please come to my office. Come see what I do. I think it fits your personality. You're easygoing. You're approachable. You love to help people. This is a perfect fit for you. So I said, okay, I'll check it out. And I was sold. I went to his office one day. I'm like, okay, sign me up. How do I do it? I would love to help the veterans.
Neat. So how do you go out and find veterans that need help? How do they find you? How is your business functioning in that direction?
Good question. And most of it has been word of mouth. I am the only veterans attorney who's specializing in helping veterans that I've met in Somerset County this past year. A lot of people have the accreditation, but no one I know is specializing in only veterans, and that's what I want to do, following my friend's, you know, footsteps in Connecticut. And it's just been word of mouth. You know, I met one veteran. He invited me to Alliance Hospital PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, meeting for Vietnam veterans. And from there, one of the other veterans invited me to his Purple Heart chapter meeting. And from there, someone else invited me to their Disabled American Veterans meeting. And it's just been building like that, just word of mouth.
Networking.
Yes, exactly.
It works. And you're getting a lot of satisfaction out of it, I can tell just by the way you talk about it.
You know, I am. I've been a lawyer since 1998. I love going to court. That's my favorite thing to do. Until I started doing veterans work, I'm not in court a lot doing the VA files. But I love my clients. They're very appreciative. I love listening to their stories. I'm having a really good time in this industry now.
Without mentioning names and places, go through a couple of things that you've done with veterans so far, just so that the people can get a better understanding of how you can help a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good idea. Well, I help them file appeals. A veteran can go to any service organization. There are so many in New Jersey. New Jersey really loves the veterans. It's great. And before I forget, the Chamber also loves veterans, by the way. If you log on to their website, www.hunterdonchamber.org, you will see a list of so many Hunterdon County businesses who offer discounts to veterans. So please log on and get your discounts if you're a veteran. So what a veteran will do, they will file an application with the VA to get disability compensation benefits. It could be something that happened while they were in service, say 10 years ago, they could have twisted their ankle, and they were treated in service, flared up a couple times, but went away. So now, fast forward 10 years later, they're developing arthritis only in that one ankle. And they get a doctor to say, you know what, this is an old injury. Were you ever injured before? And then I help them connect the dots. Yes, you were injured in service. Now, this is a symptom as a result of what happened in service. It happened while you were in service. You should be able to get disability compensation. And the way the VA works, there is a schedule of ratings. It's by statute and regulation. So you look up, for instance, ankle injury, arthritis, and they give you a disability rating, which is what drives the compensation the veterans get. And it's worth pursuing if you have an injury that you incurred in service, because the benefits are tax-free, which is unbelievable.
Wow. Now, I know I've got a son who's disabled, and he collects Social Security disability, mm-hmm. or he's disabled through Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Is that aside from benefits disability?
Or? It is. It's distinct. You can collect both.
Okay.
In fact, a lot of times the VA will look at Social Security disability, and if Social Security finds you disabled, the VA says, okay, sometimes it's good enough for us. And as long as you can connect that disability to service, you may be eligible for disability compensation through the VA in addition to Social Security.
And how long do you have had to have been in service in order to qualify for this?
Well, there's different eligibility periods depending on what war you were in. For instance, Vietnam veterans, you just had to be in service, get and discharge other than dishonorable. So honorable discharge is always better. And at least one day in a period of war, and then you're eligible as long as your condition was incurred in service.
In service. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you've got people, you were telling me offline, go all the way back to the Vietnam War.
Yes.
Collecting, but didn't get what was due to them, and you're able not only to help them get now what's due, but I'll let you talk. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Right. For instance, there are so many veterans out there in the 60s and 70s who applied for compensation. They were denied for one reason or another, and they may be entitled to compensation retroactive all the way to the date of their initial application if an attorney can look through their file and find what is called clear and unmistakable error. The standard is pretty high, but the chances are if say, for instance, a veteran applied for PTSD in 1972, was hospitalized, received service, was a combat veteran. For some reason, whoever reviewed that file at the VA denied the claim. So the veteran gave up. Okay, I'm not going to be eligible. But now fast forward 40 years later, he's back at a clinic. PTSD hasn't gone away. And he files a new claim and he gets granted. Because now whoever the review officer is says, absolutely, this is PTSD connected to combat. He filled out the proper stressor statement. We can connect it. Well, there may be a way for an attorney to request a revision of the prior decision and get that veteran retroactive benefits
wow.
all the way back to 1972.
Wow. It flies such in the face of what we keep seeing on TV, which a lot of times is the truth but distorted because we all want sensational TV, and that's what mm-hmm. it winds up being. But, I mean, 2 years ago, we heard about all these problems in Phoenix and Tucson. Where
yes.
What has happened that has brought that to be better since then? Has it improved?
Well, the new secretary keeps claiming that there's more checks and balances, and veterans have told me sometimes they do get an appointment quicker than they did
okay.
a couple of years ago. So things are improving, but they may not be perfect yet. But I really think the VA is headed in the right direction
good
with helping the veterans.
Good to hear. So once again, if somebody who knows, somebody listening in, my name's Joe Peters, this is Ann Buckley Johnson sitting with me, somebody who's a veteran that either has not gotten what they felt they deserved or would like to review it, give Ann a call. She might be able to do what hasn't been able to be done in the past, only because she's very tenacious, number one. But number two, the laws have, it's been pushed in the right direction. So it's in your favor to get started and take a look at it.
Yes, absolutely. And the VA has an affirmative obligation to assist the veteran in developing his or her claim, which is fantastic. You won't find another agency who actually helps
wow.
someone like that. So that's a very good benefit.
And your number once again, Ann?
609-805-6090. I'm happy to talk to any veteran. May not be sure you have a claim. Give me a call. I can help guide you in the right direction. And everyone knows a veteran. And when you talk to your veteran friend, you will learn 9 out of 10 of your veteran friends have been denied a disability compensation claim. They may have money waiting for them. Unfortunately, the VA isn't going to knock on their door. They need to take an affirmative step to check out their claim, and I'm happy to assist them with it.
Great. So I would thank you. You've worked with lots of veterans at this point in time because you keep telling me of all the things that are going on. How, mm-hmm. I don't want to get the numbers, the actual numbers, but what proportion of your time is working with veterans at this point?
Now, I would say 75% of my time I am working on veterans' files. And if I'm not working on their files, I'm doing presentations at halls, or I'm just getting phone calls and assisting them on the telephone.
Great. And is there any cost to a veteran to get started?
No. In fact, by statute and regulation, I am not allowed to charge a fee to a veteran unless and until I win one of their issues on appeal. So if I don't file a notice of appeal, all my work is pro bono for the veterans, which is fine. I'm getting blessed. I don't need money.
Yes.
You know, for everything that I do. Yes, it's nice when I win an appeal and I get a check. Don't get me wrong. I need to, you know, make money. And this is why, in addition, you know, to helping people, this is why I chose this field, because there is the potential, you know, to make money on this. But I am limited to only 20% of the back due benefits during the appeal period. So, for instance, if I help a veteran file an appeal he lost in 2013, I win his claim in 2015, I'm entitled to 20% of the past due benefits from 2013 through the date of the appeal. The next month, I don't touch the benefit. It is all the veterans going forward.
Isn't that neat?
Isn't that neat? It's great. It's great for them.
Sounds very gratifying. So let's go backwards. Vietnam, are you dealing with any Korean War, World War II, or are we sort of beyond that at this point in time?
My friend has a Korean War veteran. I've spoken to World War II veterans, but they're getting full benefits, so I wasn't able to assist them.
Okay.
But they did ask about, and some of them, they're just so cute. A couple of them asked about benefits if they die first. Could I help their wife continue the claims? And I said, absolutely, I'm happy to help. You know, keep my card with your will.
What if there's a wife of a deceased veteran at this point in time? Is there any way after the husband's death, or in the opposite, the wife's death, if the husband is the other half, to go backwards, or does that person still have to be alive?
Well, you can't file a new claim going backwards, but if the deceased veteran had a claim pending, then the spouse has 1 year from the date of death to file an application to continue the claim on behalf of the spouse, and they would be entitled to continued benefits until their death if they win.
Once again, that would be totally separate from whatever she would be getting on Social Security.
Mm-hmm, correct. So. Tax-free. And you know what I find, Joe, and you know, I tell my potential clients all the time not to think this way. Some of them do not apply because they may have what they consider minor issues. Many veterans, if you've ever shot artillery weapon, especially before, you know, the current war, you were not given hearing protection. So many veterans suffer from what is called tinnitus, which is ringing or a buzzing sound in the ears. If you have it, you're entitled to 10% disability payment every month. It's about $133 a month, tax-free. But many veterans feel bad or almost ashamed to apply for such a minor issue because they see their brother veterans who have really bad injuries.
Right.
So I try to convince them, but if you went to war, whether you were drafted or volunteered, you served our country. If you have this condition and the benefit is available, by all means, take it. You deserve it.
It's entitled. We're going to do another show on Social Security benefits. Separate from the real estate viewpoint, we're going to do an over 55 segment coming up in the next month or two. And there's some really interesting benefits that are available to people from the government that they don't know about that will make their life a lot easier to live. So, I mean, even if you're questioning yourself, I wonder if I'm covered, give Ann a call. Talk it out and see, in effect, whether or not that situation might turn into a benefit for you. So we went backwards. Let's come forward. What's the most current war that you've helped somebody or conflict you've helped somebody benefit-wise with?
Well, I've answered questions regarding, you know, the current war going on overseas. Didn't have a viable issue yet, but may. Big issues I anticipate seeing with the current war are traumatic brain injuries. A lot of the new, you know, bombs, grenades, they are made to knock your opponent out, give them a concussion, make them get dizzy, and then they can come, you know, take over the unit or whatever. But, you know, it's nasty warfare. Now, traumatic brain injury is a fancy name for concussion.
Okay.
So now even sports, even elementary school, children are screened for concussions. But going back, Korean War, Vietnam War, World War II, nobody knew what a concussion was. So if you got blown back by a grenade, you may have been knocked unconscious for an hour. You weren't checked for traumatic brain injury.
Amazing.
And the results of a traumatic brain injury and the PTSD are so inextricably intertwined, sometimes it's hard to tell. So veterans who may think all they had was PTSD are really suffering a traumatic brain injury in addition to that.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So if you've got a feeling you may qualify, give Ann a call. We're going to play a commercial or two, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And secondly, how benefits from a real estate mortgage viewpoint are available to veterans. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Joe Peters again with Ann Buckley Johnson from the Buckley Johnson Law Firm. We're talking about veterans' benefits and how Ann has been able to help people. What is the timeline to do a benefit investigation look like? I mean, you get the phone call and somebody says, I think I might, I heard you on the radio, I think I might be entitled. How does that pursue?
Well, it all depends on how much documentation the veteran has. Right now, there is no way for an attorney to log on to a veteran's file and instantaneously find out when they filed the initial claim, what did the VA doctor say, what did their doctor say. So attorneys need to rely on the veteran to bring the documentation, or we have to do a Freedom of Information Act and fill out the specific form that the VA supplies requesting the entire claims file. That could take 4 or 5 months to receive that. So that is a frustrating part. I've heard the VA one day will let attorneys get instant documentation on the internet, but right now it's a wait and see. So sometimes if a veteran calls me and they say, I have everything, they give me the facts, I may be able to do an assessment right there on the phone. Other times I might have to say, all right, well, you can hire me. I think you have a case. But I'm uncomfortable filing the appeal until I see everything that the VA had in your file. Right. I don't do anything frivolous. I need to be sure that they have a claim. So that might take 4 or 5 months. But there's deadlines to file appeals. The VA gives you 1 year from the letter where they mailed your rating decision denying your claim to file what's called a notice of disagreement. If you miss that deadline, you may apply down the road to reopen the claim, but you're not going to get the effective date as early back as you want. And the other way is if I could find clear and unmistakable error in the earlier decision, if I'm successful, you may be able to revise the decision back to the initial claim. But the deadline's important. You have 1 year.
Wow. So what is the longest one has ever taken you to get to a point of decision?
Well, I'm still waiting for many of them. 2-3 years. I have some appeals where the veterans have assigned me to assist them after they filed it, and their appeal has been pending for 3 years already with no decision. So it could take a very long time. So I tell my clients, try it. You might win.
Right.
And then don't get upset about it. Don't stress about it. I'll tell you if and when we need to file paperwork or send you to an exam. Other than that, sit back. You just might win 3 years. Wouldn't it be nice to get a letter saying, oh, by the way, you're entitled to benefits. Here's your first check.
Neat. Yeah, it all adds up in the right direction. It costs nothing to get started. Anne's a pleasure to work with. She doesn't make any money till you get some money. And in effect, there's nothing to lose. So if you think you're entitled, or you know somebody who thinks they're not entitled, you may want to introduce them to Anne and get the process started, because, as she said, it could take 4, 5, 6 months or longer, depending on the process. But she's been able to help a lot of people along the way. And the good news is she's enthusiastic about it. She's not down. She loves doing this. So it encourages us when we meet with her that she's really so far into it. The other thing is, veterans are entitled to some special consideration when it comes to mortgages. And since I sell real estate, I thought we'd talk about that just a little bit. What does the veteran mortgage process look like?
Well, if you're a veteran or an active service member, or even active in the National Guard, you may be eligible to get a VA-backed loan. Now, the VA doesn't loan you the money. A regular mortgage company, a bank, or other lender loans you the money. But VA will back your loan, and the lender will give you better terms, either a better rate, or maybe you don't have to put any money down, or maybe to get a better rate, you don't have to pay that 1 or 2 points. So you might save $1,000 or $2,000. So in order to be eligible for it, you need to meet certain requirements. And the VA has you fill out and complete a certificate of eligibility. And once you're granted the certificate of eligibility, then you take that to your lender and the VA will back your loan for you.
Is the final loan then a conventional bank mortgage, or is it an FHA? Who typically writes the mortgage?
It's whatever lender accepts your certificate of eligibility. It could be a bank.
Great. And what percentage of overall business is typically VAs? I know from my viewpoint, it's very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
I see one a year, every 2 or 3 years maybe.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any yet, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And I've been an attorney since 1998. And I think a lot of times the veteran either didn't know there was this benefit available, or they just didn't qualify, because you still need to have, for instance, a good credit rating. You have to guarantee that you are going to live in the home. You have to have served active duty during a period of war. So if it wasn't during a period of war and you served stateside for 10 years, you're not going to be eligible. And you have to be discharged under conditions other than dishonorable. So if you had an issue in the service and you got a dishonorable discharge, you're not going to qualify. But I think the big thing is communication. I think until recently, the VA was not educating our veterans about all of the benefits that they're entitled to.
Wow. So sort of what you're out there doing.
Yes, I am letting everybody know what I do, and I'm letting every veteran I meet, letting them know you could have benefits, and don't be shy about trying to get them. If you served, you deserve them.
Absolutely. So when somebody goes to get a mortgage, and we'll get off the veteran but come back to it, there's typically, I wouldn't say a plethora, but there's a bunch of things that are available to you. You can get zero down with USDAs if the property qualifies. That's a government loan. You can get FHA, which is sort of a higher risk, but you can get in with 3% down, 3.5% down, depending on your credit. Mm-hmm. If you go to a conventional bank, it's probably at least 3.5% down, but the credit score and the disciplines may be a little higher. Not everybody that would qualify for a FHA might qualify for a conventional. So typically your mortgage person, which neither one of us are, sits down and helps you sort that out. So if you're thinking about doing a mortgage or wondering if you're qualified to do a mortgage, we can help you do that. I can put you in touch with a qualified mortgage person. And then one of those options, if you're a veteran and fulfill the obligations that Ann just went through, you may be qualified for a VA loan, which is a lot cheaper than some of the others. Let's get started. I mean, my number was on my last commercial. It's Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. And I do all of Hunter and all of Somerset, all of the little outskirts of those two counties, too. So if you get up to Warren or Morris or Middlesex, I do a little bit of business there. But 99% of my business is Hunter and then Somerset. And then Ann covers really the same territory. So give the one of the two of us a call, and we'd be more than happy to help you. Ann, why don't you give your number one more time?
Okay, yes, it's Ann Buckley Johnson with the Buckley Johnson Law Firm. My phone number is 609-805-6090.
Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left. What haven't I asked you about that you were hoping I would ask?
Well, I guess what veterans should do to prepare themselves for filing a claim. Even though the VA has an obligation to help the veteran, the more information the veteran gives them the first time around, the quicker their claim will be decided and the more chance that they will win the appeal on the first go around. If the VA denies the appeal, then the veteran has two or three or even four more chances to file appeals, but that just extends the work and extends the waiting time to get a favorable decision. So what's very helpful is if a veteran believes their back, their current back pain, is connected to something that happened to them while they were in service, the best thing they can do is to either go to the VA doctor and say, do you think there's a possibility that my current back condition is related to what I did in service? Or go to a private doctor and ask the private doctor the same question. And if the private doctor thinks, yeah, you know, I there's a possibility. And what's great about the VA, it doesn't have to be a 90% chance. 50% chance is all that is needed to qualify. So if your general practitioner says, yeah, there's a 50-50 chance that your current knee condition is related to when you, you know, tripped and fell in service 25 years ago, then that doctor can write a letter for you and say, I believe it's as likely as not that the veteran's current condition is related to his injury that was incurred in service, and gives him a better chance of winning.
Neat, neat, neat. I appreciate all that help. And remember out there, we're not going to call you. You're going to have to call us.
Right.
We don't know who you are. You know who we are. You've got Joe Peters and you've got Ann Buckley Johnson. Either one of us would be more than happy to help you get in touch with the right person, be it mortgages, be it Veterans Administration, be it any other question you may have about real estate or law. Whatever type of law do you embrace? I mean, your family law as well?
Yes, family law, landlord-tenant. I'm pretty good at construction defect litigation. Not my favorite. Now that I'm doing veterans, I prefer just to focus on veterans. But I also do some wills and estate planning as well.
So general all around.
Yes. And municipal court. Yeah, because once you're building a practice, you become, if someone hires me as their lawyer, I become their lawyer for everything. So I do have to advertise a little bit of general practice, but my focus will be veterans. And I will never take on a case that I don't have experience in handling, but I have a complete network of attorneys to refer people to.
Beautiful. So if you've got a doubt or you've got a question, dial that number one more time.
609-805-6090. And it's the Buckley Johnson Law Firm.
And Ann would be more than happy to talk to you, help you understand what your options are. And if there's any questions you've got about real estate, if you're thinking about doing something in the year 2016 and you'd just like to talk to somebody who understands what's going on, what's happening with the foreclosure market, what's happening with the interest rates, what's happening with pricing, we're probably going to see a 3% increase this year, maybe a 4% next year. So we're going in the right direction, but that's not at every price point. The over 5% market is still on. Anyway, give me a call. We can talk about that. I can get you aligned. I can share my information with you. And we can get started so that when you are ready, you're comfortable. You've got the information, you've got the resources. And I have a whole bevy of people that I work with, such as Ann, that are mortgage people, specialists in the trade, like general contractors, electrical, plumbing, whatever, air conditioning. And I'll be more than happy to help you out. It's Joe Peters at Weichert, along with Ann Buckley Johnson from the Buckley Johnson Law Firm. And we thank you for spending this last hour with you. We're going to go to commercial and then news. And I will be back in the future with an over 55 show as well. We're going to do real estate 1 week and 55 plus the next. Being, I like to say, if 55 is in your rearview mirror and you're rapidly pulling up on 65, or maybe just nail that one as well, I'm probably one of the guys that can help you because I've been through all of that already. I've been through going through Medicaid. I've been through going through Social Security. I've been through going through right-sizing and retiring in place. And we're going to try and lend from the people who are in the constituency of the professional services of Hunterdon County our expertise to you as a public service. So stay tuned or tune into the Hunterdon County radio page, and you'll see that show advertised, and it's going to be every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and the start date is yet to be determined, but it'll be sometime hopefully in the next 30 days. So once again, thanks for tuning in. We're going to go to commercial and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is promoting his new book, Crippled America.
We owe 17 and now 18, and now it's actually very soon going to be $19 trillion in debt.
Trump says the U.S. military is lagging and argued that America cannot continue heading down its current path. Trump is trailing Dr. Ben Carson in a new national poll. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows Carson with 29% support from Republican primary voters. Trump follows with 23%. Federal regulators are expanding their probe of Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests. The Environmental Protection Agency says the German automaker also installed cheating software on some Porsche and Audi diesel vehicles. The expanded probe includes the Porsche Cayenne SUV and five Audi models, including the A6 sedan and the Q5 SUV. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning